Chapter 8. First Blightlord Fistula stepped out of the realm gate and onto another world. The air was syrupy, hot, sweetened by the sweat of fat, citrus-scented leaves and by the bell-shaped blue flowers that he and his warriors crushed underfoot. He looked around in amazement, turning ponderously. He felt weightier, as if the sky itself pushed him down under its palm. And the sun, forgetting for the moment that it should be night, was over-large and buttercup-yellow. Winged creatures rustled through the leaves above, and, from somewhere, screams. He pulled off his helmet, wiped his running nose, and drew deep.
New lands!
Soon, all that was green would be a verdant collage of yellows and browns and leaf-rust red. It would be the cradle of a new land's blight, the metastasis from which a new canker would swell. And all of it was his.
"Over here!"
growled Vitain, crunching through the undergrowth in the vague direction of those screams. Fistula acceded to the old Blight King's instincts for pain, and followed. After a few minutes of unexpectedly heavy going through the dense foliage of this foreign land, the warriors were, to a man, blowing hard, their armour hanging loose on straps. The screams got nearer, more abject. Chesting aside a branch, too weary to bother his arm with the task, Fistula pushed ahead into a sun-drenched clearing. Vari-coloured lichens and mushrooms covered the split bark of the fallen log that dominated the clearing. The cries were coming from the other side of the log. Shading his eyes from the visceral brightness of the sun, Fistula saw the Bray Shaman, Gurg, who was easy enough to pick out with his totemic staff and cloak woven with bones, even within a knot of his followers. There were perhaps 24, stomping about and smashing horns, re-establishing dominance hierarchies and staking claim to new territories. Gurg stood hunched and swaying in the middle of it, nodding his goat head approvingly, as 6 men and a woman, bound to a line of hastily woven racks, screamed. The wails of the 7th man were of a different order. A beast man, with the face of a horse and a line of horrendously infected iron piercings through its top lip, diligently flensed the human with a blunt knife. Fistula smiled. There were people here. Good. It had been too long.
In Blightlord.
Arms spread, snout turned to bare the throat in that odd gesture of his, Kletch Scabclaw padded towards him through the forest. The Skaven envoy fussed at the clasp of his cloak, but despite his obvious discomfort, he did not seem inclined to take it off. At the tree line, he bobbed low and withdrew with a hiss, averting his eyes from the sun.
"Where are your warriors?"
asked Fistula.
"Inwards. Less brave rats than I must cower where sky is less bright strong."
"Good."
Fistula looked across the clearing at the brawling beastmen, and the Blight Kings now spreading out through the lichens to crash down and rest. It was not much, but it would be a start, and more would flock to him soon enough.
"I will have them seek burrow for the way home at once," said Kletch, stamping his footpaw anxiously.
"Good!"
Fistula put his hands on his hips and turned his face full on to the sun.
It was his. It was all his.
Something heavy and wet tramped up through the woods behind him. The wheezing breath on the back of his neck was thick with the stench of stagnant meat.
"I began my quest with less. I can begin again."
Fistula spun around. Buell.
"I see now," said Copsis Buell, unhelmed, smiling blackly. "I see what I have been missing. This is mine,"
Fistula snarled, baring his blades. Some withered instinct for self-preservation kept him from using them, some dim recognition that the gods, too, had their favourites. He backed into the clearing. Buell moved towards him, Fistula continuing to retreat until the fallen tree prevented him from going any further. He dropped into a fighting crouch.
I will not let you turn my conquest into another garden. You have forgotten how to do anything else.
The Lord of Plague spread his arms in forgiveness as he passed from the tree line and into the sunlight. His eyes squeezed shut against the sudden glare, but still Fistula did not think to attack. Mosses mottled and died where Buell trod. Insects dropped dead out of the air as he breathed it. Throughout the clearing, beastmen, skaven and blight kings alike stopped what they were doing and abased themselves. He came within sword's reach, knife's reach, arm's reach. Fistula lowered his weapons. He felt lethargic. His skin was hot. Dropping to one knee in front of him, Copsis Buell leaned in and embraced him. Fistula made an attempt at fighting it, but he felt so weak. His breath drained up and down like fluid. He shivered with chills, even as fever sweat poured down his skin. Jerking in his determination to fight, he struggled as the Lord of Plagues cradled him, luring him to the ground. Fistula tried to stare hatred at him, but failed even in that. Delirium fogged his eyes and opened his mind to wisdom's flood. Sorcerers robed with eyes, an army of champions, chaos united. A three-eyed king, round and around.
"I'll fight you forever," he swore.
"Grandfather Nurgle does not want us to submit," Buell smiled. "He wishes us to rage."
The last thing Fistula saw before Nurgle's rot fully entered his mind was Buell turning towards Kletch Scabclaw, arms open in blessing and friendship.